the United States will soon be embroiled in another war. It will entangle many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1994. This was the last message received. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now a lady is smiling and she's coming down to almost now very close to us. And our lady touches her finger to her mouth. "My child, I am coming this close because of the multitudes. I do not in any way wish to be disturbed by their seeing me unless, my child, I know you have often asked me to appear to others to make your mission shorter. However, my child, I must go under the direction of the Eternal Father, and he wills it at this time that no more than five be given this sighting. You will explain everything that I tell you, my child, of this visit." Now, a lady is turning to her right and looking over, and now I see something that a lady has in her hand that I never noticed before during all the years of the apparitions. She has a crucifix. No, not exactly a crucifix, but a cross like mine. But there's no cross on the cross. Our Lady is smiling. Now she is placing the cross right next to her. And the strange thing about it, I don't see the cross sitting on anything like a table. It's just suspended next to Our Lady by the ear. That's the only way I can explain it. Our Lady is shaking her head, yes. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips. My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica, I wish to explain to you the urgency of calling you upon the ground this evening. Your strength is not as sufficient for you as in the past, my child. I would advise you to not try to do too much at one time. I know, my child, what you are saying interiorly to me, that I do not feel that I am losing any strength. That is because what you will and what you can suffer do not coincide, my child. I will ask you in your own language to take it a bit easy. We do wish to keep you upon the earth for some time. Now, my child, you will tell mankind that there is a terrible punishment scheduled for the earth if you, my child, and my children, all who hear my words, will go forward as soldiers of peace this time. Because I say peace, because your country will soon be involved in another war. Your prayers must rise to heaven, and I will accompany them before the Eternal Father. Perhaps, my child and my children, there is hope for mankind. The next war will involve many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Man has gained much knowledge, not to prevent destruction, but to maintain it for their own gluttony, their own loss of faith, and for the belittlement of his fellow man. Know, my children, the Eternal Father watches, and we in heaven are all knowledgeable of what is in store for mankind. The wall of redemption hovers now in your atmosphere. It is through the will of the Eternal Father that I come to you this evening to warn you that the Eternal Father grows weary of your reasoning, of your lack of faith, of the destroying of your children. Parents, your children will one day scorn you if you do not show them a true expression of love and give them the seeds of the faith. Without these seeds, they will be lost to mankind and to heaven. My child and my children, do not be afeard at my words. I do not come to punish nor to make you grieve. I come as a mother of truth. Heaven cannot allow the despoilment of the young souls. All parents who do not guard their children's souls as well as their bodies shall be held accountable in their last days. My child and my children, I often cry in my time and my trips throughout the world. I know what is in store for mankind. Several years ago, I brought to you the knowledge of the world of redemption. Though you cannot see it now, it still hovers over the world. I ask you now, can you not turn from your ways of despoilment? Your children are suffering as they are left to roam, to make their own decisions without the guidance of the family. My child and my children, please, the ball of redemption shall be sent upon mankind if he does not heed the measures that I have given you tonight to save your country and other countries of the world. Little children are left to roam, to make their own decisions, while the parents go merrily on their way, not thinking of the souls that they had to guide. Many parents have now lost their way. They have become embroiled with mankind and not God. Parents, teach your children the words of the Bible. Make the Bible a necessary book in your home, not something that may be given to you as a gift by mankind, but as a gift from the Eternal Father. Read this book to your children. They are thirsting for the knowledge from God. Only you, as parents, can save them.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Heaven warns us that the newer publications and versions of the Holy Bible have been changed. On June 2, 1979, Our Lady said, quote, "There are many theologians, even in my son's house now, that are bringing to mankind doctrines of demons. They are teachings of man and not of God. Many have set themselves in their arrogance to change the wording in the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. These changes were to seduce mankind into bondage of sin," unquote. On March 24, 1974, St. Paul, the apostle, appeared to Veronica and said, "You will read the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. However, you will not place your souls in jeopardy by reading printings after the year of Earth, 1964, unquote. Some of the words omitted in the newer versions of the Bible are soul, hell, charity, and host. We have available a Bible that has not been changed, the Douay-Rheims version of the Holy Bible, published in 1899. It is 5.5 by 8.5 inches and has a black padded leather cover embossed with gold stamping. This beautiful Bible costs $37, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard Visa or American Express and call 616-698-6448. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104 for a grand total pledged in the next year of 34,242 hours. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448. Or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, and now we have a new addition, the 15-Decade Rosary. Now you can hear the Rosary on the Internet. Tell your family and friends about it. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we continue the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1994. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Right now, I see a large star up above the tall tree at the right side of the banner. Now, this star is growing very large, an exaggerated form of the star. But, oh, I can see why, because the star now is covering the whole area of the trees, beyond the trees, and down towards us. It seems to be increasing in velocity, or whatever you want to call it, this expansion of the star. Now, right in the center, I can see it now. I know who it is, because he did say he would come late this evening. I know it's Jesus. Now, he's coming closer. He's coming closer now. And, I can see him very clearly now. He has a beautiful golden-tinged robe about him now. It's pulled very tight. I don't know if it's because of the wind or what, but he's pulling the ground about him to prevent it from flying up, I guess. It looks very windy there. And the robe over his gown is tinged in some kind of a fuzz, but it's sort of scintillating or sort of shining. I never saw anything like that, as though there was some fragments of diamonds in the fuzz. I never saw anything like that on Earth. Now, Jesus has come over by the tallest tree directly in front of us there. Jesus is standing there. I can see he does have shoes on, some kind of slippers. Now, he's looking all about him, and he appears to be smiling. And, of course, Nathan is still there. We needed it. I didn't know why he came so late tonight, but he's smiling, and now he's placing his finger through this like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother had an urgent message for you, and I come now at this late evening not to enlarge upon it in full. All I can say to you is you must all pray more now. It's not for your immediate families, but for those you know who are not in the grace. My child and my children, I do not come for a lecture to our children upon earth. All I can say is I want and I wish that all of you would pray more, and by good example, bring others to us. I call all of our children here this evening the circle of light. There will come upon the earth a great trial soon. Many will be lost. I will not enlarge upon it, because you, Veronica, I have told you countless times not to discourse on the punishment. Now, I want you to listen to me quietly, my child. I have something to tell you. You will not repeat it until I tell you. Yes. No, really? Oh, no. I don't know. Does it have to happen? I understand. It is something so horrible that it can't be spoken of. Jesus said that I must repeat that many have forgotten the warning given through countless earth years of the coming of the ball of redemption. Many will die in the great flame of this ball of redemption. Only the prayers of those who cared for their fellow men have prevented this from coming sooner. My child and my children, I come as an emissary from God the Father, my Father and the Father of all mankind upon earth. I wish at this time to stress anew to you that many must go forth now as angels of light, angels certainly my children without wings, but no less an angel.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1994. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of February 10th, approximately 60 people are present. Now, my first testimony here is from Massachusetts to Our Lady of the Roses. I want to thank you, for all of you, what you have done for me and my family, and the help of Jesus and Mary. I've been coming down to the Bayside since 1979, and my life and my family life has been turned around so beautiful. My conversion is because of Bayside. I was Orthodox, and I kept saying to myself and my friends, there is no need for me to convert, because Orthodox is close to Catholic. But when the Blessed Mother calls you to convert, you convert. And I thank her with all my heart, because the Catholic faith is so beautiful. And you can pray for your family and for all the souls in purgatory. And the novenas you can make to almost guarantee you're making heaven with God's help. And also the indulgences that you receive for making your stay in purgatory shorter. I feel I am so blessed to be a Catholic. I pray everyone will convert. That's the end of that testimony. Now let's see, I have another testimony here. Pardon me. This is from Pennsylvania to Our Lady of the Roses. I have lived 32 years of nothing but trouble. Since I was 14 years old, I had been involved in booze and drugs. I am an alcoholic and a drug addict. Not just one, but two. I've been in and out of 9 drug and alcoholic programs, 3 juvenile detention centers, a psychiatric ward, a state hospital. I tried suicide 2 times, almost died of 3 overdoses. I almost lost my arm from dirty needles. Also, I have a very bad temper. I hated myself. I hated people. No one could reach me to stop drugs. No drug program. No doctor. Jail could not scare me away from it. I gave it a chance a few times. It just did not work. I got out of my last program and have been going to an outpatient care 2 years, still on and off on drugs and booze. My wife and 3 kids and family are very unhappy. Then my wife received the Bayside messages from Joe when she went to the fruit store and told me this Joe, who is a flake, and a lot of other things. So she came home and gave me the messages. And then she gave me a rose petal, which was marked for cures and conversions. So she went to Bayside. Finally, I wanted to go. I wanted to go to Bayside so I could see the freaks and tell my wife what a fool she is. And this guy Joe is a crackerhead. Well, I went. And I saw a lot of people praying the rosary, all ages. What a bunch of nuts New York has, and a lot of nuts in the city. Then I heard that Jesus and Mary were coming down at 10:30. So I sat down and just watched. Then a woman came over and handed me a rosary. I just sat there with it. Then I started to copy a few words, like the other people. Then at 10:30, the man said, "Everyone there, kneel down and hold up your rosaries to the sky." I did it and said, "Jesus and Mary, come in. I want you." My heart opened up just a little, and I was struck with something I never felt before. I was crying and feeling as if there were two ball-like rubbing metals in my chest, left. And peace came over me, and I started saying the rosary like I knew it all along. And when the vigil was over, I was walking around the grounds very much in peace, a little shocked and feeling like my senses came back. Well, my temper is gone, the hate is gone, the drugs and booze are gone, the family's very happy again. We all go to the shrine. Then sometimes I look at the rose petals with tears of happiness. I have been cured of drugs and alcohol. I am Protestant, converting to Catholicism, the true religion. No one can tell me Jesus and Mary don't appear at Bayside, New York. And that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.